This is a podcast from ABC Local Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn.
We're forecasting weather rather than predict the weather. The forecasting is becoming the important tool for weather forecasting here because we're using computer models, which are accurate, and then comparing to what we knew in the past, what I used to teach a subject, the most important part for weather forecasting in Australia was identifying the air mass which is controlling your region. That air mass got special quality of the weather, and for generations we knew exactly when dry continental air mass moves towards land, especially in the farming industry, anywhere, humidity drops to below 10-20%, and dew point temperature drops to zero, and evaporation becomes extremes, and fire becomes dangerous, and it affects the agriculture. When the air mass changes from polar...
Let's start with Stephen. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Yeah. I like what you said right at the start. Like, we don't know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow.
True. I mean, that's the whole thing. But what's happening now with this new technology, it's changing completely. That's the reason I got this Buckets Radio. I'm exclusively doing this for the farmers, giving tools for the farming industry, exactly what's going to happen, not tomorrow. When Bureau is doing 10 days outlook, within those 10 days outlook, we're giving them exactly going to happen, how much rain is going to develop. Looking at rain, 0.2% millimeters of rain, how does it affect the farming industry? Shower or two, how does it affect farming industry? Isolated showers means what? I don't care about these things anymore. What I'm doing, I'm saying to the farmers, this is the weather forecasting, and adding on day-to-day basis how much rain we're going to get. At the end of the week, we could work total rainfall, total moisture content, for the farming industry at that region, specifically regional basis. Then we could say that is, then go back and measure the upper level soil moisture percentage and soil temperature. Then we know exactly how this gentleman, this person, this farming industry could virtually work on the farm.
It is very, well, it's vitally important we know that for farmers. So, Luke, good morning.
Good morning. I'm listening to some people and one guy that he's a local fella and he's got his ideas about weather forecasting, local trees blossoming early, or the sky and the trail from the jets flying over.
Yeah.
Would there be any possibility of saying dam levels and some local knowledge? Is that possible, like short range, not like long range? Is that any possibility?
Yes, spot on. You know why? First thing you mentioned, the contrails, aircraft flying, and there's contrails behind the aircraft.
Yep.
That is a very good question. You know what that means? That means you're standing there where you are, watching the contrails, in the upper atmosphere, the upper circulation, the warm air has moved towards your region, the warm air. Okay, what it means, warm air, the cold air has gone to Antarctica, and the warm air, it's virtually replacing it. That warm air, it tells us the high level of moisture has reached to flight level 300, 30,000, 34,000 feet. If to that level, there's enough moisture, I reckon you're heading towards a weather changes.
Okay. All right.
Next
but,
thing is the
tree
blossoming.
Yep.
Tree blossoming depends on seasonal patterns. As we said, we're talking about El Nino patterns. Talking about if you've got trade winds are strong, if you've got El Nino's weakening, if you look at all these conditions are virtually working towards better weather conditions in the future, for this short-term future, and that's what's going to happen to trees. Moisture content, heat, temperatures, everything is causing trees to blossom too. And that's another index for the weather forecasting. And that's the reason if you look at the history with the originally farming weather forecasting techniques, they're using this all the time.
Okay. Chris, good morning.
Yeah, how are you going? I want to ask your guest if he was familiar with the idea of NWAPA, North American Water and Power Alliance, and how we can utilise water that we receive, for instance, in the top end, and bring it down to the bottom end of South Australia through like a system of, you know, lifts, water lifts, pumps, channels,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
It's been the dream since White Settlement, hasn't it? But what about the North American Water Alliance? Are you familiar with that, Martin?
I'm not familiar with that. No, I'm not familiar at all. I was very focused on Australian water irrigation system.
All right. Chris, did you want to tell us any more about it?
Well, it was just basically where Alaska, they have the ice melts and runs down into the ocean, and rather than it running into the ocean, they have a...
Right.
There was an idea put forward by a politician back in the 60s that they would bring it down to the bottom end of America through a series of water lifts. And
so did it actually happen, though?
No, it never happened. Okay. It's an idea that never happened, but it's like, you know, it's a dream of bringing prosperity to America, which is through a system of infrastructure you know, through water lifts, you obviously then create hydroelectricity when the water falls back down.
The cost of the infrastructure would prove too much.
Well, not exactly. Not if you use sovereign credit rather than borrowed money.
Okay. Well, we're getting into a totally different area, Chris. But thank you very much for that. Okay. So that was an idea, but it never actually happened, unfortunately, and that's why it's not happened here in Australia either. It costs too much money.
Yeah, I'll add to that one.
Yes,
you said you're spot on, and the analysis for our irrigation system Australia wide. From northern Australia down to Murray Darling Basin, it was estimated $40 billion.
Right, that's a hell of a lot of money.
At that time, but now we're going to Paris for the climate change modelings.
Yep.
We're talking about climate change. We're going to spend money. All that money we're going to spend means nothing to us. Only thing we have to do is spend. We say to the rest of the world, we are doing an irrigation system is going to feed the world. Because this is continent, it's ready to feed the world. It's figured enough water to go into our catchment system, and we could virtually utilize our monsoon patterns, and we got one of the best aquifers on the planet Earth.
Okay.
This is what's going to feed the world.
All right, Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Martin. It's a very interesting and thought-provoking subject for me, because my biggest concern on this planet is the diminishing... precipitation levels, and I'm not a scientist, but to me it seems a fairly obvious cause of that is the loss of transpiration levels through deforestation. And in this country, in I guess the short time that we've been here since white settlement, there has just been unprecedented levels of clearing, and in my state, Queensland, and the primary industries just seem to be so in denial and anachronistic practices, where we've just removed so much of our vegetation stocks.
Well, all right.
I'm wondering, Martin, do the Weather Bureau actually acknowledge, with you're talking about working in unison with farmers to predict their precipitation levels? Well, surely they have to realise that if they continue to remove the vegetation stocks from their properties, that they're not going to have rain.
Okay, well that's a good question.
Fantastic questions. You know why? There's research going into this one. The data is available right now. Look at New South Wales. Let's go to an example. Northwest Slopes and Plains, Central West Slopes and Plains, East Coast, coastal area, Southeast, everything. We did analysis and all these things from 1900, because we started our weather forecasting technique then, and we started the weather data there. Guess what happens? Every region except Central West New South Wales has got more rain for some seasons, than other part of Australia, and then the coastal regions, southwest, and all the part of Australia, everywhere else, the total amount of rain has decreased by 50 millimeters every 3 months, every season. 50 millimeters rest.
But can we put that down to deforestation?
It has played a very important role.
Okay.